let you sit down right up there.
Take the middle seat, sir.
All right. We're now joined in our interview room by the Grand Marshal for today's race, Academy Award winner Morgan Freeman. Welcome to Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Thank you very much.
You grab the microphone, or you just want to talk with that? You want the microphone?
No?
Yep. We got one there if you want it.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah, there we go.
Well, first of all, hello everyone.
Hello.
This sort of thing is puts you on a gravy train, as it were, when you're invited to come and hang out with guys like these. I had an opportunity. For my 60th birthday, I got a 3-day schooling at Lowe's Raceway. So, you know, I know a little bit about it.
Have you looked at any videos on how you want to do this command to start engines, or are you going to come up with your own way of doing it?
No, I'll just do it. Yeah.
You got a favorite driver?
Well, I keep up with Bubba just to see how he's going to do it, because he has strategies, you know. Bubba will stay in the back of the track for the longest time, and then when it's down, getting to be about 3 or 4 laps to go, you see him move. I say, all right, Bubba. The idea is not always to win, it's to place and to show, always. So I think he's a smart driver.
And you said the last time you've been at a racetrack, you drove the pace car in the Indy 500. What was that like?
Okay, here's the story. We drove the pace car. We were 3 days. I think it was 3 days. You know, you start, and then you have a day of 2 days of practice around the track. And then on the third day, just a Saturday, a Friday or Saturday, they say they have a lot of people who sign up to take a ride in that pace car, which will do 200 miles an hour. It's not set up as a race car, so you really do have to be careful coming out of the turns. So I got to drive the pace car at the Indianapolis 500, and that's a thrill. I mean, just take it around at 50 miles an hour, and you come back around at 70, and then you come back around at 90, and then you get out of the way.
All right, we're going to take a couple of questions, Chris, just a couple, and then we're going to get out of here.
Crystal Clay, Racing Refresh. You introduced the NASCAR season to millions of fans. And NASCAR itself is filled with legendary rivalries, triumphs, and heartbreaks. So as you come into Las Vegas, what elements of NASCAR, especially at the Pennzoil 400, are you going to think of as you give the race command today?
What was the last part of that?
What elements of NASCAR here in Las Vegas at the Pennzoil 400 are you going to think about as you give the race command today?
I'm just going to think about my lines.
Good answer. Very good answer. Right back here.
Dax Sterniolo from NASCAR.com. Morgan, as an actor, you're telling stories all the time. How do stories from the sports world transcend sports, but then also transcend the script that you're working on to that you're portraying?
Don't think I'm portraying here. Well, I don't quite understand the question. It's too early for me. Try again.
Is there anything from the sports world that you feel like transcends sports and can relate with, that people can relate with when they see it on the screen?
I don't have any idea what sports they can associate me with. I'm nothing but an itinerant actor, and no, don't have any real coordination for sports. Of course, growing up, I've tried them all, you know, played baseball, basketball, football, but I was never heavy enough, fast enough, smart enough for play varsity sports. So I'm just a varsity actor. I hope I'm somehow got to your question.
All right, Jerry, and we're going to Lee, and then we got to go.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires at net. So you talked about the Indy 500 pace car, but what is the fastest you've ever gone in a vehicle? And what do you have any sports cars or any fast cars?
I've never had a sports car. I drive BMW, and the fastest I've had one of those is about 153 miles an hour before I ran out of highway. But on the track, I got up to 170 in company. You know, that's
fast. Yeah, that's pretty. Is it? Oh, we're gonna take one more from Lee, and then we'll be done.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. You have such an iconic voice. Do you have a favorite voiceover work or catchphrase or something that has kind of become your signature over the years?
Well, the shim shunk reduction was, I think that's what set me up as a nice narrator, pretty good narrator. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. So I don't know. It's just, here it is. Like when you speak, what you hear is you. When I speak, what I hear is me. I'm astounded by all this noise about my voice, but it's good noise.
Well, thank you very much for being here. Hope you have a great time today. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you all.